Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on this weekday meditation. It's an opportunity each day to find some quietude, some solitude, and give me the privilege of walking you through a time of guided prayer and meditation. I'm a big believer that meditation is more about us hushing and stopping and hearing from the voice of God than it is about what we're offering up to Him or requesting of Him. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14, the scripture says, "A person who promises a gift but doesn't give it is like clouds and wind that bring no rain." I've heard it, you've heard it, it's the thought that counts. But I want to remind you, it is not the thought left in your head that counts. Rather, what counts is the gift that came out of the thought in your head. Having really good intentions aren't enough. The proverb above gives a somewhat humorous description of someone who promises a gift but doesn't deliver. What I mentioned just a few moments ago is like clouds and wind that bring no rain. I mean, it's like all hat and no cattle. Have you ever heard that phrase? All hat and no cattle. It's like a dude who moved in a Toyota Corolla to West Texas, but he had a big cowboy hat. He wanted to look the part, but he's not the part. Gifts come in all size, colors, and shapes. Some are expensive, some are free. To the person whose primary love language is receiving gifts, the cost of the gift will matter little unless it is greatly out of line with what you can afford. You know, my friend, I invite you to recognize that gifts can be purchased, found, or made. The husband who picks a wild flower has found himself an expression of love unless the wife is allergic to flowers. For $3, you can buy a nice card, or you can make a simple one for free. Fold paper in the middle, take scissors and cut out a heart. Write, "I love you," and sign your name. Gifts need not be expensive. Even a candy bar or a drugstore trinket can bring a smile to your loved one's face. It truly is the thought that counts. But friend, listen, so does the action. A thought not acted on just sticks in our head, and with the noise and the rest of this world, doesn't allow us to move forward. So join me in this prayer, will you? Heavenly Father, I don't want to disappoint my spouse or my loved one with good intentions that don't lead anywhere. God, would you help me to follow through with giving gifts that will be meaningful and purposeful? And might my efforts reassure my spouse or loved one that I am indeed trying to walk in love with them? Friend, listen to me. I want to mind the time and give you a moment or two just to hear from the Lord about how you're to love Him, and let Him prompt you about how you're to best love your spouse or loved one this day. I'll mind the time and be back in a few moments as you listen for the Lord. Well, I trust that the Lord has given you some direction and He has been able to give you some thought that you could really act upon as He expressed love through your gifts and calls you to express your love through the gifts that He's given. And so I urge you today to follow through with the giving of yourself, and that you might be able to find peace, power, and direction as you give of yourself that which matters most to your Creator. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.